Hey Potters, welcome to a very random episode 64 of Cospod, the podcast for all things cosplay.
Is it random?
When are we not random? I know.
This is that kind of comes with the territory.
This particular episode is very random because basically we're in last minute rush for Project Akon, which is actually in a number of days that I will not say because I don't want to panic myself.
Yeah, please don't do that. No, bad.
So basically, Project Akon is sooner than we had hoped.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have projects in hand that we are working on right now, trying to get these things finished up for the con. And hence why this episode is very random, is we don't have anything planned aside from us doing Akon planning, which you guys will get to see a bit of the behind the scenes of what goes into our organization when we go to cover a con.
Mm-hmm.
As a podcast, as press, because we will be press at Project Akon. Yay!
Woohoo!
And in oddball announcements, we can start with that. Good news for you guys, Potters. For those who have not seen the Facebook, Verizon actually, for free, for me being such a loyal customer, upgraded my Fios from 15.5 to 25.25, which means 25 megabits per second down and upload. And why am I saying this? No, it is not because Verizon sponsors the show. They don't. It would be fantastic if they could pay my bill, though. Actually, the reason I'm saying this is because with 25 megabits per second upload, that means I will have lightning-fast speed with which to upload your Project Akon videos. So
Yay!
You will get them faster and in better quality since the bitrate is higher. Less missed frames. So that is why I say that. Now, please do bear in mind that we are human beings. And so the video uploads from Project Akon will not start until Wednesday of next week.
Not so this coming Wednesday, but the Wednesday after.
Correct.
We're releasing this episode early because this is our pre-Akon episode. So
correct.
Not to confuse people.
Yeah, so this will be after, I think it's the week of June 8th. Is when that starts, so
right.
That Wednesday is when we will start, because unfortunately, I have to work the Monday of after Akon. Monday after Akon. I don't get a day off. So right after convention ends, I basically drop everything, pack my lunches for work the next day, and then go to bed and then have to go to work.
Woohoo! So
I won't have time to do anything. I won't even have time to unpack until Monday night after I get off work. So Tuesday, I will start looking at the vid, editing, rendering. Wednesday, I will start the uploads, which you'll see them on our website, of course, as we usually do on our homepage. Speaking of which, there are several Akon documents on our homepage. So if you are traveling to Project Akon and you need to know where local restaurants are, local hotels, local gas stations, places where you can buy food to bring with you into the hotel room, please be very discreet. We have all of those documents and maps that we've put together over the years. They are on our website, which is cospod.org. You can also find an interactive map there. If you've never been to the Anatole, Val and I spent an entire day there walking the several miles around the hotel.
It's almost 2 miles. It's not several, but two.
Well, no, I'm counting the sculpture park, because we walked around the sculpture park, too.
Sculpture park is... Oh, shoot, how much did they say it was? I think... It's not half a mile. It's less than that. Unless you go around like the actual track itself, because they actually have like a paved track for people to walk on and run on. That itself is 0.7 miles.
Well, in other words, we walked around the Anatole and took dozens of photos. So
a
that you guys can see.
Ridiculous amount of photos.
Yes, and they are actually good quality photos.
Yes, they
so
are.
So that you can see what the Anatole looks like if you've never been there. So you can scout ahead for photo shoot locations, meetup locations, that sort of thing. So you can have an idea of what you're getting into. And that can also be found on our website. It is available for download. So if you wish to download it, you are more than welcome to. You know, all rights reserved. Feel free to repost anywhere. It would be a kindness if you would give us credit if you do repost it for having done that map.
Please.
Yes. Akon gets credit for the base map. They did the base map this year. All we did was add photos, which we actually took last year. But they're still good.
It was a lot of photos.
It was a lot of... Oh, the Anatole is very, very big.
It is a very big place. The nice thing about it is that it's very linear, so it's difficult to get lost. It's just a lot of walking from point A to point B.
Indeed. And also a couple of other announcements, just briefly, while we're at it. Right after Akon, I will be starting prep for San Japan. I think Val is taking a short break, as far as that goes.
I need a short break.
But I will be going straight into convention prep for the next convention, mostly because we will be attempting to get press coverage there as well. And also, we did want to shout out to Bailey Davidson, who wrote us on Facebook, actually, with several really good ideas for future episodes. And we will be using them.
We're totally going to use them when we have the time.
We're going to borrow them and give them back new and improved with added information and opinion.
There we go.
So thank you for writing into us, and much, much in the way of thanks for the ideas for the future episodes, which any of our audience members are more than welcome to write in. We do respond, and we do appreciate anybody who does write in.
We love to hear from you. Smile as I go back off camera and go back to trying to fix my machine.
And lastly, I wanted to say thank you to the audience for our numbers this month. Thank you for downloading the show. Thank you for listening to us. I have not checked our numbers since this morning, but we were very, very close to 2 terabytes of bandwidth this month, or 2 terabytes of downloads, and almost 28,000 hits, which made us very, very happy. Not that we're aiming for popularity, we're not.
But it's kind of nice.
It is kind of nice. It is nice to have an audience that enjoys participating with us and listening to the show. So we sincerely
exactly.
appreciate that.
It's really cool when we meet you at conventions too. That makes it even more like surreal.
Yeah, if you guys want to say hello to us at Project Akon, you may or may not recognize us in costume. But we do urge you to say hello, as we don't bite unless we're in a really bad mood. But otherwise,
Saturday might be that situation.
Otherwise, we're really nice people to be around. Genuinely, we're very wacky, zany people that are easy to have a conversation with.
Basically, how you see us on the show is how we really are.
Yes, that. And in my case, along with a dose of setting things on fire.
Whee!
Which I have not done in a little while. I am in the process of making this glow.
I know, so that's technically not setting it on fire, because
I'm not setting
that.
I have wanted to set this costume on fire more than once.
That just means it's going to be awesome.
With it being satin, it probably would not burn very well, since I believe, according to the burn test, satin beads.
There you go.
Instead of burns, so I would just have a giant black bead of a costume instead.
There's an idea.
And also, you guys are going to see me sewing with monofilament, actually, as I'm working on this costume. This is monofilament, which you probably can't see, and that's the point of monofilament, actually, is it is clear thread. This particular version is nylon. It's basically just clear nylon thread, and it's a little bit stretchy. It does tend to knot quite quickly, actually.
Very easily.
It's more of a plastic than it is an actual textile.
Mm-hmm.
But you use it if you don't want the thread to be seen, like, for example, when you're sewing EL wire onto a costume because you want to make it light up. And
exactly.
You use clear thread so that when it lights up, you don't obscure it and get a candy cane effect, which is cool in its own way, but not quite what we're looking for.
I was going to say, when you want a candy cane effect, we don't want that. So
someone needs to get on
point.
That. Make a candy cane with EL wire and then use white thread to stripe it. That would be awesome.
That would be perfect for the Candy Crush people from Wreck-It Ralph.
Uh-huh.
Or if you want to do Candyland or something.
I've noticed on the Akon forum posts, well, forum because they don't have forums anymore, Facebook, the Facebook posts that...
Their group page, basically.
Yes. What became their likes page when Facebook basically ditched groups. And I've seen that apparently this is the year of light up.
Yay! We approve of that.
There's quite a few costumers that have spent a lot of time making their props light up. So there's a lot of LEDs this year. And that makes me very happy. Not just because I enjoy seeing things light up. I do. but it also means that light up toys have reached a larger audience, that now people aren't so afraid of it going, oh, that looks too complicated, that looks too hard, I can't do it. Not true. I got Val to do it.
Yeah, so she got me to do it.
That means anybody can do it.
Yeah, pretty much. And I was scared crapless of doing it.
And that's why
I'm still scared.
Yes. Although hers is actually already sewn in, and there are pictures of it lit up, and it looks awesome.
It's so cool. I'm so happy with this.
Yeah, see? So it turned out for the better.
It did turn out for the better, but it did scare the crap out of me quite a few times.
Yes. And in return, she styled my wig.
Yes.
Which apparently was a very shocking thing that I would let her style one of my wigs. I don't always do just flat, long wigs. That just happens to be the characters I've cosplayed thus far. They all have long, flat hair.
Yeah, I'm really happy I got you into a styled wig, though. It is so adorably cute. Ah, cannot get over it.
It is, and it's actually sitting up on top of one of my bookshelves. I can't really turn my webcam that way very well, just because of where it's sitting. You wouldn't be able to see it, except for a white blob. But it is sitting there. I titled it the hippie wig.
Yeah.
Because there are little kanzashi flowers all over it.
And it looks like that.
Yeah, it looks like a flower head. I did make a lot of flowers.
Yeah.
Then again, I also made a lot of good flowers.
Yeah, they're really good flowers. And I say I've got 8 for mine, but the more I look at it, if I had done the full 12 like we did for yours, it would have been way too much. Just
yes.
Way too much.
Oh, I knew it wasn't going to be more than 8, and I knew it.
Yeah.
I have a pretty good size indicator in my head.
So it fits perfectly, but yeah, it is so cool. I'll have to post pictures later and actually start telling people what the hell we're doing.
Well, we could probably actually tell them now by this point, since this episode will drop right before the con.
Yes. And nobody's watching right now.
Nobody's going to be watching right at this moment as we're recording, which is fine.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. So would you like to spill?
I don't know. Would you like to spill? I don't know. This was like a mutual idea.
I know. This was born from a random IM conversation that went, wouldn't it be cool if... Okay, that's doable. Okay, let's do it.
We gotta do this.
I think that was your exact line, was we have to do this.
Do this, And it was not intended to do this like for like the cosplay contest, but it just happened to bring it up, you know, hey, this could actually kind of work really, really well for both of us. So, yeah.
Yes. Yes, and we are working on Legend of Korra cosplay.
Woo! We're current!
Yes, we are current, and we're both fans of the series. But we didn't want to just do, you know, the standard characters. We wanted to do something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're doing, you know, humanizations of the two spirits, of Rava and Vatu, which in and of itself is not unique. There have been other people who have done this costume. Just our particular take on it is unique.
It's very, very unique.
Yes, and so of course, us being who we are, I had to do Rava, the light spirit, and I had to do Vatu, the dark spirit.
Hi!
So, hence, her costume is all blacks and reds, and my costume is all blues and whites, which is why you see me with a whole bunch of blue and white in my hand.
But it's so cool looking, so it's fine.
Indeed. And we will be wearing these on stage on Saturday, which they are nice and comfy, which is a huge bonus when you're cosplaying.
Goodness,
and
yeah.
with as hot as it's going to be at Akon this year, which, for those who don't know, Project Akon is actually a week later than it normally is this year. And because of that, unfortunately, we get smacked with the Texas summer.
Yay! Not so much.
Yes. And of course, as we all know, those of us who have heard anything on the news lately, it gets very hot in Texas during the summer. And it's not just hot, it is extraordinarily humid. We're supposed to be in the 90s all 3 days of the con with 64% humidity. So realistically, it's going to feel much worse than that.
Then it really is. Because 90 in itself is not that bad. That's actually very, very tolerable. It's the humidity that gets to us every time.
Especially as a cosplayer.
And especially as when it's a pretty location like the Anatol, where even the outside areas are uber cool. Yeah.
We've done a lot of work with that too.
Oh, yeah.
And also, for those who are attending Project Akon, if you have a smart-enabled device, a smartphone or a tablet, and you have not already downloaded the guidebook app that Akon has
Do
put out
it.
this year, do it. It is
Just do
totally
it.
worth doing. It's free, and we're not just saying this because we helped work on it, which we did.
We did.
We did not do anywhere near as much as Mike did, and Mike deserves all the praise in the world
Oh,
for that app.
absolutely. Mike is like a champion among champions for all the things that he did.
Yes, we only helped a little bit, and that was mostly with assembling cosplay photo shoots and mostly just doing some last-minute error checking and basically looking over the app, seeing if there was anything we could improve.
Right.
But the app turned out beautifully. It even has a weather feed now.
Because of
So
Amber.
I do tend to be inspirational when it comes to change. But yes, download the app. It is incredibly helpful. I actually have it on my tablet, simply for the function of being able to add things to my schedule from the guidebook, and then it just shows me my schedule instead of me having to page through everything and keep track of it.
Exactly.
No more Excel spreadsheet for me.
They even added a to-do list so you can actually type in certain things specifically related to Akon without having to like pull open different apps or different stuff on your phone. You can actually do it right there in guidebooks. So it's like, oh, that's actually kind of nifty.
Yeah, because I know there's still a few photo shoots. There's private photo shoots going on for a lot of people that aren't group photo shoots, so we can't include them in the module for the cosplay photo shoots. So people can always add those to their own personal schedules.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be awesome. It's a
I
good guidebook
know.
app. They were really good about it.
Akon is usually really good, and I don't say this because I have a good relationship with them. I do, but this is kind of beside the point. But they really do tend to listen to their attendees.
Yes.
And if they can't do something, they'll tell you up front. For example, why aren't they mailing out badges? They've said, we cannot do this. It's not that they don't listen to people who are saying, we wish you would do this. It's they're listening and saying, logistically, we cannot do this. But otherwise, if they can logistically do it, they usually do.
I think on that front, it's probably more about manpower because when they keep saying, no, we just can't do it from a logistics side, there's too many people, we always go, well, look at this con and this con and this con. They mail out their badges months in advance. So I think for them, it's more of a manpower issue.
Well, manpower, and they are also worried about fraud.
Yeah, so I understand that. And some of that fraud's actually really easy to prevent with the little hologram chips at the bottom corners of your badge. If people are willing to pay a teeny bit more for it, which I would
Technology.
be, yeah. Technology's awesome.
Well, to be fair, Akon is somewhat. It is well priced now, but I'm a little afraid that the price will keep climbing and climbing. And it's like, okay, it gets to a point. This isn't Comic Con. I'd pay $75 for a weekend at Comic Con. I don't know that I'd pay $75 for a weekend at Akon. No offense to Akon.
And see, that's the thing with Comic-Con is that you're only paying just to get in. You're not paying to get into some of the private events or for any of the signings or, you know, all that type of stuff. So you end up always spending way more.
Yeah, at Akon, you end up, the only things you have to pay extra for are gaming tournaments.
It pretty much, yeah. And
But
whatever you buy in the dealer's room.
exactly.
Of course, this year it's a little bit different since the artist alley and the dealer's room are set up in a different configuration. You actually need a badge to get into the artist alley.
Yes.
I
And
thought that was interesting.
that was partially due to registration last year, which
Yeah, now they've changed that up.
the hashtag LineCon has already started. Guys, Akon is not going to be LineCon.
No,
Yes.
we've been in worse.
You're going to have to wait for a couple of hours. That is a given. That is simply due to the sheer number of people. According to their group page, they have more volunteers in registration this year than they have had in their 25-year history.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. That is fantastic. That is just monumentally helpful. So that not only have they expanded registration hours, now Thursday you can get in, I think, as early as 9 a.m. to get your badge.
It's ridiculously early this time.
And they've increased their volunteer base. So yeah, you're going to have to wait for a little bit during peak times. Just that's the nature of going to a con and registering. But
Exactly. It's
this isn't
how it
going to be
goes.
line con. You're not going to be in line for 8 hours or 11 hours, I think is the current record. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
I have been
Preferably
in
low
way
sodium.
worse. Yeah. There are way worse lines out there, and I have been in probably most of them. This is nothing. Don't hashtag crap yet. Wait until you hit the 5 hour mark. Then you can start going hashtag crazy.
Yes, and also one other just something that has been bothering me particularly about the forums lately. I'm going to keep saying forums. Whatever. At this point, they are forums.
It's the group page.
We understand that you want fellow congoers to shower. We get that. However, at the same time, you don't necessarily have to harp on it. We know it's a meme. We know it's a stereotype. Yes, there are going to be people who don't shower even though you tell them to repeatedly. Honestly, you know, say it once and that's really all that needs to be said. And please don't bring, you know, gallons of Febreze to spray on your fellow con attendees, even though they may smell bad to you. And the reason I say that is because there are some people who genuinely have medical reactions to Febreze.
And she's pointing at herself, which probably means she's one of those people.
Yes, I. It is difficult for me to breathe when Febreze is around. So I do kindly ask people to be minimal in their use of Febreze, if at all. You know, if you want to be helpful to the con community, you may hand out bars of soap or you may hand out deodorant sticks. Please do not go spraying things into the air. It would be much more helpful. That is my PSA. Please be helpful and hand out, you know, little bars. In fact, I worked for a con where in the con bag they gave you a custom poured bar of soap every
That's
year.
awesome.
In fact, at one point when they did a scavenger hunt, it was a scavenger hunt item to find a bar of soap from every year.
Funny.
And someone did it.
Nice.
So, you know, consider instead of stocking up on Febreze, you know, go to Brick in the Yard, get one block of soap and your little silicone mold, and
Right.
just pour a bunch of little miniature soap bars and hand those out.
Yeah, why not?
It's probably just as cheap as Febreze by the gallon.
Yeah.
So that is my PSA.
Unless you have a lot of coupons.
Yeah.
Coupons are awesome like that.
Brick in the Yard runs sales too, so.
Okay, so on that lovely note, do we want to pull up schedules and try to figure out what the heck we're doing?
Yes, please. Let me finish pulling this all the way through so my wire doesn't loosen.
That's
There we
fine. I
go.
have had to pull up all the Excel sheets since I'm a stupid person. My phone is over that way, and I'm kind of tethered to my computer, so I can't really pull up my
Okay,
guidebook
I
app
have to
and
show the
push buttons.
listeners.
Yeah, let's see. Let me see. Let me see. I gotta see.
Okay, see? See how dark? And ready? And go.
Wee, so much
See?
light.
It lights up. See, that's lit up. And then flashing. And then off. And ah!
Off.
And I die.
Oh, we gotta practice.
Speaking of which, we didn't do our skit walk.
Yeah, we totally didn't because I
We
didn't even
didn't
think
do our
about it.
walk and we didn't plan anything. So
No.
if you have time tomorrow, we probably need to meet up.
I gotta figure out when tomorrow.
We
I was sick this morning, now the dog is
just
sick this evening. Go
insane.
fig.
Well, it's either going to be tomorrow or it's going to be Thursday night in the hotel. Take
I'm
your
okay with
pick.
that. I'm very good at last-minuting a runway walk. I've done it before. I will do it again.
As long as you know what you're doing, because I certainly don't, and I admit it.
I have a really good idea in my head, and I think it'll work out fantastically.
Incidentally, for those who are watching, we do have the Q&A app open, so if you guys want to chat with us during this episode, even while we are planning, we happily take questions. We do ask two things. One is that they be in English, simply so that we can understand them. And two, please do not ask about what this episode or this show is about, simply because it is in the description. And you can always go to our website, costpod.org, to see who we are and what we do. So those are the only two things I ask about using the Q&A app. Well, it tends to be a lot of the questions that we get are from those who don't normally watch the shows. What is the show about? Well, it says in the title that I programmed for our recording, which is cosplay and Project Acon preparation. So, and if you don't know what cosplay is, I highly encourage you to use the internet to find out.
It is for more than just adult activities. I didn't know how. I didn't know
more PC than I would have said.
I know. I could start breaking out into the Avenue Q song if you really want me to.
The internet is for. The internet is for.
Blank. Insert word here.
Actually, no, we can't do the musical yet because we do not have 20 ratings and reviews on iTunes.
Haha.
Remember that, listeners.
Cool.
You will not get Cospod the Musical until we have 20 ratings and reviews. Not both total. Each ratings and reviews on iTunes. And that's mostly so that, you know, it helps visibility of the show. We're not asking to be popular. It helps visibility of the show on iTunes when you have ratings and reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps us, and then you guys get a musical episode with us being even more zany than normal.
It help us help you.
Yeah, and this is actually the guidebook app. Well, you can't really see that very well because of the lighting.
Yeah, you can't see it at all. It's just one giant light.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see 25 in there.
You can see Akon's little icon, and that's about it.
Yeah, close enough.
I blame my webcam. All right, so I am pulling up my schedule.
Okay.
Which, incidentally, in the app, they do poke fun at the stereotype of con attendees and bathing. They do have this running little ad at the bottom that says things like, soap makes me feel tingly.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll have, you know, some sort of message about showering, but they're doing it tongue-in-cheek. They're not doing it to be pestering. All right.
It's
so
cute.
For me, Thursday, I will probably not be doing anything except working on cosplay embarrassingly.
Yeah, I will be helping pick up badges for people, getting everybody settled, and then probably helping you.
Yeah, because I
more than likely.
I had intended to go to the masquerade ball, or at the very least, you know, go to the dance lessons, you know, just to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
But with Erza and Yue being in the completely unfinished state they are in at the moment, and us not having done our runway walk or any of that stuff, Thursday I'm just going to get to the hotel as fast as I can and then start working right then and there. And praying, probably a lot.
Yeah.
No offense, I do not mean that in a religious sense. I mean that as, you know, hoping for a good outcome.
Murphy needs to stop being a jerk face, basically.
We have had a really rough month.
It has.
Recently.
And today just did not help any at all.
As hard as we've been trying to get our cosplay done, and normally we're both actually very organized cosplayers. We get things done. But between work going absolutely nuts and, you know, having to stay late a lot of nights to get work done, being on call. Val has had school issues and work issues. I ended up having a family emergency last week, and I was also bitten by a stray cat and had to get examined for rabies. And, you know, all sorts of things have just conspired to prevent us from finishing our cosplay in a timely manner. We're both still frantically working on panel outlines.
Mm-hmm.
But that's mostly because we want to be good panelists. We want to be prepared. We don't want to randomly wing panels. Even though we are educated people, we do know our subject matter.
We are educated. And smart. SMRT.
It's better to have a certain flow and a plan for our panels, that's all. All right. So going after Thursday, since I don't have anything else for that day, and I'm going to have to eliminate the masquerade ball.
Yeah, Thursday is meh.
In fact, I'm going to remove those. Remove.
Yeah, good idea.
And that one. That's the beautiful thing about the app, is that it lets you add and remove things at will very quickly and easily. All right. Why did that sit there? Why is there nothing on Friday's schedule all of a sudden?
I don't know. I'm looking at Friday's schedule.
No, I mean my schedule on Friday.
Oh, I can't help you there.
Oh, the app is slowing down or crashing, or both.
Sweet!
There it goes. Okay. It popped back up. All right. So I have just, if I have the time, D&D early in the morning, just because I need my gaming fix. For those who don't know, I am a very avid D&D player. I thoroughly enjoy tabletop roleplay games, so I hope with the holes in my schedule that I will have some time to go and enjoy, if not a game myself, to at least enjoy the atmosphere and watch one.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the video game cosplay, is that Friday?
Saturday.
Okay, so I don't have
Saturday, everybody's going to start gathering at 10 a.m.
Okay. The first thing I have on my schedule Friday is cosplay chess.
Which will be going on when I am running another panel, which is How to Convention Like a Pro.
Okay. Will you have
setups?
I was going to say, will you have the equipment to be able to film it?
Yes, I have my new shiny camera, which is awesome. Oh, yes. It holds a lot of stuff. It has two cards in it that are 64 gigs each. I think I've got plenty of room. But yes, I do have all the equipment to record it, so it will be recorded.
Okay. Basically, I will be watching cosplay chess for probably only a half an hour, which makes me a little sad because I do look forward to cosplay chess. I find it very entertaining.
Oh, yeah, it's always fun every year.
So I do apologize to people, but I will only be able to film the first half hour of cosplay chess, and that's simply because the panel I'm running on prop making is at 12:45. And I have to go up to my room at 12:15 to go grab my stuff and then have enough time to get back downstairs to be down there by 12:30. So I am teaching complete cosplay prop making in the Governor's Lecture Hall at 12:45 on Friday.
Aren't you in the same room all 3 days?
Yes.
That's just fun.
I asked for projector ability, and it's one of the few rooms that has it.
Gotcha.
In a classroom setting. And then basically after that, that is an hour and a half worth of panel. And then I have a giant hole from 2:15 until 4.
I'm looking to see what the heck is that for. What's that for?
Well, I have the fairy tale photo shoot it for that I wanted to participate in.
Gotcha.
Depending on the weather, because if it is in fact too hot, since that's basically at the peak of the day, I will be in a light costume, but I also don't want to sweat to death.
Where is it located? So I can tell you how it's going to be.
Garden Bridge.
That does not help. You're going to make me pull up my giant list, aren't you? How dare you? Making me do work. Shh.
I'm turning on my own Wi-Fi so I can just go to their Facebook page.
Do, 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 do. There's that. All right. Fairy tale. Number 10, which means it's the bridge next to the Koi Pond. That's actually a pretty cool area. Last year when we did our Final Fantasy shoot, because we were in that area as well before we moved over to closer towards the water fountain, even when it was about 5 degrees outside, it was very cool over there. We didn't have any issues.
I just found a problem.
Hmm.
In the guidebook, the fairy tale photo shoot has the links and the host name of the Attack on Titan photo shoot instead.
Sweet! I don't know how that happened, because on mine it's correct.
So the link that I have in Guidebook is wrong, although I do see that it just updated with the Gunpla details.
Okay. See, on my sheet, it's correct, so he may
on your
not
sheet,
have done
yes, this is in Guidebook, so.
Yeah. I sent him the right one. I know I did.
Well, tomorrow is final day of updates. So I would like to do that, because basically it would be my first group photo shoot, aside from the Slayers one we did.
Mm-hmm.
I have never done a group outside of that.
Yeah, we need you to do that more often. It's fun.
Yeah, so I want to participate in the fairy tale photo shoot.
I support that 100%.
And then I have a block between 5 and 6 where there's nothing, so that will probably be food.
Mm-hmm.
Food is important. And 6 p.m. is cosplay combat. I'm curious.
Yeah, that one, I am going to attempt to sit through some of that. However, I have my panel from 7:15 to 8:15. So
that
I can't
is the
stay
next
for the
thing on my
day.
Schedule.
Yep. So I will be at that one.
Yep. I figured I would watch cosplay combat for an hour, and that should be, you know, and then I can go film your panel.
And actually what I was thinking about doing is something a little bit different for even both of us is Mu Epsilon Kappa, they have their How to Cosplay Homestuck panel, and that's from 3 to 4:15. I might sit in on that and record it for our listeners, because that would be really different.
Mm-hmm.
Something we definitely don't have before. If they let me film that, I think that'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. And I know Homestuck is very popular.
Exactly.
Okay. And then after your panel, I'm kind of curious to see Wire Weaving 101.
I am too. I saw that and I was like, what is this?
I have seen the person who teaches it. And to be honest, I already know how to wire weave.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always curious to see how someone else does it.
Right.
Just for my own education purposes.
Education.
Yes. For my own educative purpose.
There we go.
So that runs from 8:30 until 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking by that point, I'm probably going to be very tired of being in cosplay.
Yeah. At that point, I probably would have changed by then, and if I haven't, I would be shocked.
Oh, I probably, if I had the time, I would actually consider going back up to my room after 5 o'clock, after the photo shoot, and using that time not only to eat, but to get out of costume.
Yeah. I will probably
move on. It will pretty much be done, or at the very least, put my props back up in my room.
Yeah,
so
I'll
that I don't have to carry anything
for a good chunk of the day. So for me, it's like, okay, I think I have to take that off.
Well, yours is a little more complicated than what I'm wearing on Friday, which is just fairy tale. So, in the 9:45, I'm going to Jindrax's panel on kicking props and costumes up a notch.
Okay.
And that's exactly the one with the EL wire, Arduino, and sound and LEDs and whatnot.
That's the one that I had too.
Yep. And then that's take me up to 10:45, and that is bedtime for me.
We're old farts.
Well, we do have to we have a big day on Saturday.
I know, so Friday is actually pretty easy for both of us. We've got enough space in between that we can actually sit and relax and try to experience the convention. Emphasis on try.
Yes.
For a Saturday, we're just going to be like pulling our hair out like crazy.
Well, let's not pull out our wig hair.
God, no. If I did that, I would be cranky.
Okay. So, Saturday.
Saturday! Yay!
Which I'm going to have to take D&D off my list.
Yeah, don't even bother.
It was early in the morning, but it wasn't early enough.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I have cosplay contest, check-in, and prejudging starting at 10 until 3.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we'll go at 10, just that it's on my scheduling at 10.
Right.
Because the
we'll be there at 3 o'clock.
Record,
yeah.
Well, yeah, we'd better be there, like, at 3.
We can do it. Watch me. I will change like the wind.
Have you already told them?
Hmm.
The prejudging people.
About?
That we're going to be there at 3.
Oh, yeah, I've already notified them and let them know, hey, they said they'll take people up till 3:30.
Okay.
So as long as we get there by 3:30, we're good, but yeah.
Okay. I'm actually considering doing the check, just like going up there at 10, checking in, and then running over to the video game.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I won't do prejudging, obviously, at 10 a.m. because I'm not going to be in that costume.
Hell no. I certainly won't be.
Okay. So we've got video game contest or video game Guinness attempt.
Yep, and that's going to start at 10 o'clock. They should have everybody ready to go by about 11, I think they said. So I think we'll probably...
So basically from 10 to 11, it's milling around, basically. Getting photos and talking to people, and that's going to be about it.
Yeah, it's a good time to get photos, basically.
Yeah. And then actually at 11:15, I have to bail.
Yep.
Because I have 11:45 as advanced cosplay sewing.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be teaching that for 1 hour. And then basically after that, as much as I want to see from cosplayer to costumer turning cosplay skills into a career,
mm-hmm.
that runs until 2:45. I would not have time to get in costume.
Exactly. That's the rough part.
So I actually need to drop that from my schedule. So basically after cosplay sewing, which runs me until 12:45, I'll be back up at my room at 1.
Okay.
And then I will eat because I will need, that will be my only meal, basically, before the contest.
Mm-hmm.
So I will need to eat a large meal. And then once I am completely clean, so I do not get anything on my nice white costume.
Please don't destroy your nice white costume.
Yes, once everything is clean, then I will get into my cosplay, and I will probably still need your help with some things, including the face paint.
Which is fine. I plan to do, when I do my makeup for Carbuncle, it'll be very similar to what I'm doing for Vought 2, so I really don't have to do much other than touch-ups. Okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
Hey, it'll make it faster.
Basically, rest of the day is cosplay contest.
The contest. It's basically what it is. In the morning, it's video game thing. I'm going to try to help you set up your panel before I run off to the leatherworking panel, because they changed their format, but they still need help, so I said, okay. I'm going to run over there and help them get their stuff rolling. At that point, I will be in Final Fantasy shoot. Then I run up to your room to change, and then it's cosplay contest for the rest of the day.
Yep. Which, basically, what we'll probably end up doing when we get there is go in, assuming they do everything just like they did last year, they toss us in the holding room.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I'm going to try and go outside and set up press stuff.
Okay.
Because of where we will be, I cannot use my laptop to film.
Right.
Not only do I not trust it by itself, no offense to the other press pit people, but I don't trust leaving my laptop alone while I go up on stage. But it will also sleep on its own, and it only has about an hour and a half's worth of battery life while recording. That's not much. So I'm going to have to run on tapes, which means at some point this week, when I ever have time, I'm going to have to test the tapes.
And to say, what you want to do this time is when you go through your next set of tapes, do about a minute of just blank. Just let it run for a minute. And then we can start recording the contest. So we need to get some filler first, just to make sure the tape is working, and it'll help with the interlacing issue.
Oh, usually I start it early. The tape, I start early.
Mm-hmm.
I start, you know, before they even start talking. And then basically we go from there. I will still have to talk to them about the whole press thing.
Yeah.
And just warn them in advance. Yeah, you need to, you know, tell us where we are so that we know when to go up from the press pit.
We don't need to know anything. Poof.
You know, it would be really fantastic if we won something this year, because then have to worry about doing this as far as like being in the press pit, running up to the stage, running back down to the press pit. If we win anything,
right.
Running back up to the stage, it's like, just let me pick one or the other. Doing both is hard.
Yes, it is. Doing both is very tedious.
Yes. Not to mention we have to haul around a lot of equipment. I mean, it's for the listeners. We do it for the listeners, but it is still a little bit rough going, because I don't think anybody ever plans for you to be both press and in the contest.
Yeah, exactly. And panelists too. Hey, we've got
I know
all
that
the
you have the
badges.
cosplayer. I think my book is getting to the point where even my spring rings aren't going to hold all the badges. All right, and then later that night, after we are pooped from said cosplay contest, you have your cosplayers tell all panel.
Yay, cosplay QA. That'll be fun. And it's 18 plus where you ask us anything. That's going to be funny.
Yes.
I was told from last year that they ended up actually going over their time, and they moved to an empty panel room, and they actually stayed an extra 45 minutes. So I was like, okay, this could be a lot of fun.
I believe it. Since I have a hotel room for an extra day, then at least I don't have to be as frantic, but it's a different hotel room. So Sunday morning, I actually have to move.
Which is so weird.
I know. Thank the Anatole's reservations for that.
Woohoo!
So Sunday morning, I am going to have to pack everything up, because I will have to leave my room and go put it in another room where I will promptly unpack it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have until 11:30 to do that. Actually, no, I have until 11 to do that. To check out, check back in, and move. Because my panel is at 11:30.
Awesome.
And I'm seriously debating not being in costume for that panel. Just because of logistics, what it takes to get into that costume.
Right.
I may just wear the outfit and not wear the cape and the armor and everything else that goes with it. I'll just bring the armor in a box. Because it will have been packed up.
Right.
It will have been packed up. And basically, I have cosplay armoring for 2 hours. So that takes me until 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have nothing, since Anna will not be there.
Right.
Meredith will not be there.
Mm-hmm.
And that basically leaves me from 1:30 to 3 with nothing, which will probably mean lunch.
It'll be nice break time. Sunday is a very, very easy day for us. Well,
yep.
Convention-wise.
Then I go from 3 to 4 is your panel, and then from 4 to 5:30 is the cold read.
Exactly.
And that pretty much finishes the convention.
Yep.
I really miss the fact that I won't get a chance to see all of the cosplay panels that are taking place Saturday during the contest. And well, during the rehearsal, realistically.
Right.
There's only one I wanted to do during the contest, but it's... I feel bad, in a way, simply because you know that the people who are going to the cosplay contest are the ones most interested in cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
Those who are most interested in cosplay will have already been waiting in line starting at 3 p.m. or before.
Mm-hmm.
So I would question the wisdom, just a bit, of scheduling what would normally be very popular cosplay panels against rehearsal.
Yep.
Because then everybody who would normally be going is going to be waiting in that really long line doing nothing outside. So, you know, if we were there, we could be broadcasting them on Icon TV.
Yep,
for
exactly.
People to watch while they're waiting. But what are you going to do? I feel really bad for the person who's teaching it, and I feel bad for us for not being able to attend it and or film it.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go.
It's part of the process, unfortunately. I mean,
yep.
It is what it is.
So my guests are coming in Wednesday evening, probably while I am still at work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to get here, last minute check over my checklist just to make sure everything is packed, and then I have to make sure that my guests are comfortable. And then basically Thursday morning, I'm going to eat breakfast and start packing my car. And as soon as we're done, it's off to the hotel. So I anticipate being at the hotel by noon. I think check-in starts at noon. So I think that's the earliest we can get there. I think. Either you are not moving or you are frozen because you are not doing anything. No, I've lost Val. Come back, Val. Come back. Sorry, listeners, we appear to have a frozen Val. Wait, this is my specialty. I can light something on fire.
Okay, I'm back. Did I freeze?
Yeah, you did.
I don't know why, but Verizon's wireless network, at least around here, keeps dropping. And it's just happened in the past couple of days. I've reported it. Still keeps doing it. And it's really flippin' annoying. So now I've got like 5 cords strung to my computer. So I can stay online.
I was getting ready to light something on fire to save you.
Oh, okay, cool. You can still light it on fire.
Because you froze.
Burn it! Burn it with fire!
But could I then say that I didn't start the fire?
Because it's always burning.
Since the world's been turning.
Exactly.
No, listeners, you do not get a musical. You have not fulfilled the requirements.
I don't think most of our listeners would know the song. Most of them probably weren't alive when the song was made.
That may be the case. We are kind of older on the cosplay scale. But if you ever get the chance, go look up the song We Didn't Start the Fire. It's an awesome song. And even more props if you can actually sing it. Because it's one of those very wordy, mouth-twisting kind of calls, or songs. Welcome back!
I hate Verizon and Google right now. Like, nothing is working. Today has been the day where nothing wants to work. And it's probably because I had such a fantastically productive evening yesterday that it's like, no, screw you. You're going to have nothing work now.
I'm removing the old you.
That's fine. I look so pretty. I look so different in my photo. It's kind of weird.
There we go.
It's almost like night and day whenever I see some of my photos sometimes that I don't even realize that it's me. I do such weird... Yeah, I like to do... I don't know. I guess the way that I look at it is whenever I'm in costume, I want to be different from what I really look like. I don't want to be myself. So it's. I always think of it as a compliment when people don't realize that they're talking to me.
Hence my comment earlier of, you may not recognize us in costume if you see us at ACON.
I freaked out a couple of people at Dallas Comic Con when I was wearing Angel, which is the half-shaved head one, and people were like, Val? And I was like, yeah. He's like, you look totally different. That's the point, isn't it? But I love getting those reactions. I'm like, okay, yeah, mission accomplished. I did my cosplay right.
Oh. We need to read the best cosplay compliments.
Oh, yeah, the fudge nugget.
Because we haven't
done
those in a couple. Yes.
I can get over there.
I actually ended up compiling the ones that I saw into a Word document.
Oh, okay, sweet.
That way it's available offline. There we go. Although I did only see 2 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was from Mythos, and the compliment was, you guys are the reason I became a cosplayer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw that one.
Which, I find that very inspirational and very, you know, that's kind of what we aspire to, is we want to be the inspiration.
Exactly.
So that's really cool. I hope we get there one day.
Yay! That would be cool. That would be really cool.
From Clinton... His best compliment was, when kids recognize who I am cosplaying and get excited about seeing a character they enjoy, which cosplaying for kids is a little different than cosplaying with adults.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different kind of atmosphere, and you get a very different reaction, especially if you are cosplaying someone they recognize, which for kids
right.
It's a little harder because you have to cosplay something current. So there will probably be a lot of reactions to the Frozen cosplay that there will be this year, simply because it is current. Kids will recognize it.
I am so sick of Frozen, which is nothing to say. This is not against any of the cosplayers. Frozen is fantastic. I still have not seen the movie at all. Don't yell at me. Don't get mad at me. I just don't have time. I'm so tired of seeing the cosplays. Can we just Can we pick other characters, please? Just change it up. It's not that difficult. So anyway, I was going to jump onto that. Unless you do like Disney characters, because Disney characters are universally recognizable, Star Wars or certain comic book characters like Spider-Man, Batman, you know, Superman, then yeah, kids are always going to know those.
Yep, and especially with some of the movies that have recently come out, like The Avengers and Godzilla and a couple of the other characters that kids will probably have heard of, even if they haven't necessarily, like, they don't know who they are. They'll recognize them.
Exactly.
And I know that there will be some Avengers cosplay at the con. Whether or not there's Godzilla, I somehow don't think so.
I don't think Scotty's going to make it there this year. He doesn't usually do the anime conventions. So I ask him to show up. That would be cool. He's working on E.T. right now. It's very epic.
Okay.
I do have one more because there is another one that did show up from Bailey Davidson. And it was something that she posted for a work in progress. And someone had commented, "Keep going, girl. You inspire me to keep on creating."
Excellent.
It's like, that's awesome.
Yep, and like perfect. I said, inspiration is what we want to be, what we want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Be-do. As soon as I said be doing, I kind of tripped over it in my mouth a little bit, and I was like,
good job.
Which, speaking of, there will be minions at the con.
Well, why am I not surprised by this?
Whether or not there will be a Mr. Despicable, I don't know, but there will be minions.
I've only seen one, not in person, just in photos, so be nice to see one.
I am all for, you know, cosplay in all its different forms.
Absolutely. The more the merrier.
And I approve of Pixar equally as well as Disney, equally as well as Marvel.
What about DreamWorks?
Sure. I'll take that.
They did Shrek and How to Train Your Dragon.
Which we have seen a Toothless for the last couple of years.
And I'm sure we'll probably see more.
There's going to be quite a few Pokemon this year.
Yeah.
There's a lot more quad suits. The people are actually building the Pokemon, not the Gajinka.
Mm-hmm.
But they're actually building, like, the Pokemon themselves in their monster forms.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, I agree. That is very cool.
A lot of dedication, because those suckers are not easy to deal with. Those are hardcore costumes.
Yes. And they're unpleasant to be in when outside.
Mm-hmm. They're unpleasant to be in general.
Well, there are ways you can make them more habitable, like computer cooling fans and such. That's what they are. They are habitable. And there's also going to be quite a bit of Attack on Titan this year, of course.
Oh,
it became very popular this year. And due to the upcoming release of Sailor Moon Crystal, there will be a lot of Sailor Moon cosplay this year.
I've been asked to attend all their photo shoots, and I had to politely decline. I don't have time! All the fun stuff happens on Saturday when we're the busiest, so it's like, I can't do that, guys. Sorry.
See, a lot of, like, I had to drop the Final Fantasy shoot because I couldn't get Cosmos done. I had to drop the Sailor Moon photo shoot because I couldn't get Pluto done.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, man, all these series I actually wanted to do a group photo shoot with for the first time, and I didn't have time to get everything done.
Yeah.
Poo.
Although
poo wasn't the word I said, but family-friendly podcast.
Crud, dong, feces. I have been told by Mythbusters that is okay to use for poop. They actually did an episode about shining poop.
I wasn't laughing at feces.
I know you were not, but the other one that I said was perfectly acceptable as poop, according to the Mythbusters and according to the FCC.
Yes, I know.
If Mythbusters can say it, then I can say it.
Incidentally.
Can anyone tell what I've been watching a lot of lately? I've been powering through those episodes while I do some sewing.
Incidentally, since he might be watching, shout out to Nicholas. You know who you are if you're watching the show. Wish I could have been there. I do apologize. I was at work at the time by myself, but welcome back. So there is that.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll tell you later. Long story.
Okay, cool.
I do periodically give shout-outs to listeners and audience members, so...
No, I'm fully aware of this, but 99% of the time, I know what's going on.
Yes, I know. This is because this is one of the few things I have not yet explained to you.
Gotcha.
Actually, yes, I have. You just don't know it yet. Yeah, you just don't know yet. I feel like I'm being cryptic.
You're my partner. You're not supposed to be cryptic with me.
No, I'm just supposed to be blunt and light things on fire.
Exactly.
Which I did do today. I lit incense in my bathroom.
And I'm the evil one, so you know this is how it works. Oh, man, this is going downhill fast.
Oh, I was totally waiting to see, like, flame designs on your costume and ice and snowflakes on mine. I was totally waiting for that.
No.
EO wire aside.
We are not doing that. That is so tacky.
And?
Ugh, gross.
We are goober cosplay.
Okay.
Come now.
There's only so much that I can do to this. If I added any more rhinestones...
No. I mean when we first started.
Oh.
When we were first designing this. When it hadn't even, like, hit fabric yet.
I have to say, by comparison, for our original designs to where... we're at right now, they're actually pretty close, but we didn't go, like, super over-the-kill stupid.
Oh,
they're
no,
actually pretty reasonable.
We are actually, well, I mean, not only are they reasonable, but we're pretty darn accurate to where we started.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised by that.
I'm so proud of my paint job.
You did a fantastic paint job.
As I'm stitching here, you know, sitting here stitching it down, it's like... yeah, the wire covers up a lot of the highlighting I did, but hot dang, man, I did a good job.
That's why I was going through and taking pictures, because I was like, let's get photos before she starts covering it with EL wire so we can see it.
No, I took in-progress shots of when I was painting it.
Good.
When I was still in the process of blocking and hadn't even done the highlighting or anything. I hadn't even finished the detail work on the top yet.
Definitely send those to me because I got to work on our portfolio.
I will do that. It's one of those cosplayers. It is a really good idea to get good tools.
Yeah.
When you're working on your cosplay, get good quality needles that are nice and sharp. No, they are not because you want to prick yourself, but because it's easier to get it through the fabric without a set of pliers. Which, incidentally, also get a pair of pliers. Because they will help you for the few times when you do have to pull a needle through things.
I'm going to do that a lot.
and a very good pair of scissors, one for fabric, one for everything else, simply because fabric dulls your scissors in a different way than cutting everything else, including paper.
It's a good investment.
Yes. And I'm trying to think, what was the other big tool I was going to tell people they needed to get besides sharp needles?
Hot glue
and
gun?
Pliers. No, I'll think of it in just a second. Because it was on the tip of my tongue as I was looking at it, going, you know, I'm really glad I had this tool.
Oh,
paint brushes.
Oh.
Don't get the crappy dollar store paint brushes.
No, those things.
Invest in an artist's set of detail brushes.
They come in handy.
Yes, and the type of bristles. Depends on whatever medium you're using to paint with. I actually ended up just getting regular natural hair brushes so I can use them with anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never been more glad to have a chisel tip detail brush as I was
awesome.
When I did this highlighting. Yeah, I had to constantly clean it off, but I always had a good sharp tip on the brush, which
exactly.
is very important.
It comes in handy.
Yes, because I can always screw up. You know, there's always user error whenever you make costumes. Even if you have the best tools in the world, you could have a completely computerized sewing machine that literally does everything for you. There is always human error.
Or machine error in my situation. I'm hoping all this cleaning I did will finally stop the chassis from popping. God.
Apparently I had it earlier. For those who don't know why she keeps blaming me her first sewing machine, When I was sewing earlier, I have a sewing machine that does not take kindly to metal bobbins, even though they are the correct size. For some reason, it tends to knot my thread, and it gets what we call a nest. Because you get this giant ball of thread underneath underneath your bobbin plate.
Yeah, so we call it a bird's nest.
Your bobbin case. Nest. Yes. And it's a pain in the neck. And usually my machine will hitch just a little bit right before it does it, so I can tell when there's a nest under there, and then I need to stop or attempt to keep going in my case. Unless it's on my own, unless it's on a competition costume, and then I stop. But on my own costumes, I'm just like, keep going, man.
Keep going.
There are ways to clear them without opening the bobbin case. But since my machine was doing it earlier, now her machine is doing it now, and it wasn't before. So
because I'm working on your fabric, that's why.
Yes, because she is sewing my fabrics. So clearly, the curse must originate with me then, which I somehow passed it to both my sewing machine and the fabric?
Like, did I touch it or something? Uh-huh, and then you passed it to me.
Oh.
Because I had no problems with it earlier. It was totally fine. And then halfway through your corselet, it was like, oh, it's doing it.
See, normally this would be what I'd call a picnic error. What my coworkers have lovingly educated me with.
Mm-hmm.
As problem in chair, not in computer.
That's funny.
Hence picnic.
Gotcha.
Sewing machines are their own beast.
Yeah.
You can have the most perfectly oiled, computerized, well-maintained machine. Still screws up.
Oh, yeah.
Still eats thread.
Still screw up.
You know, still bunches up. Still has tension issues.
Oh, yeah. There's a million things that go wrong. I mean, heck, the second week that I had my machine, I honestly thought something was wrong with it because the bobbin case, same situation, it kept slipping out, and I was like, what the heck is wrong with this? Pulled the entire thing open, and I found out it was over-oiled. That's why it was causing the issues. Once I got rid of all the excess, it was fine. It was no problem. So it can be random little things like that.
Which, for those who are using sewing machines, after Akon would be a really fantastic time to do maintenance on your machine.
Yeah. Though I've just cleaned mine 3 times now, so I think I'm good for a while.
Yes, and cleaning includes using canned air or some sort of compressed air to blow out the dust and things that accumulate inside your machine, because believe it or
fuzzy
not,
brush.
Dust does accumulate. Yes, you can use brushes as well. Dust does accumulate
awesome.
Inside your machine, and you'll start getting fuzz and lint just like you do in a dryer.
Mm-hmm.
And it will gunk up your machine, especially in your shuttle case. And also, machines do periodically need to be oiled.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, even if there is grease in the case, you need to clean out the grease and re-oil it.
Yep.
And you're supposed to do this at least once every 6 months. If you use your sewing machine more, then you'll probably want to do it more often. But once every 6 months is probably a good idea. I'm pretty sure almost everybody who watches this show who uses a sewing machine uses it more often than once every 6 months. Unless, of course, you're like Val, who hand sews everything.
That's not true. I've not... Okay. I was going to say I didn't hand sew anything on this costume, but I take that back. I had to do that with the tassels.
Uh-huh.
Because, look, I
thought you did.
Hang on. I got to pull this over here. Oh, sitting on top of my dress form. I made my own tassels. Look, so pretty. But I had to hand sew these. My machine probably could have done it.
Are those going on your costume?
Yeah. This is for the belt that I have around my corset.
Oh, okay.
Whee! Yeah, so very showgirl tassels. But yeah, I think my machine probably could have held it, but I was really concerned.
I had this image in my head just now of us doing the rocket high kick across the stage.
God. You could. I wouldn't be able to.
Well,
it'd just be more like a half shuffle, and I'll be like, all right, I'm done.
Yes, because I am the one who wears the pants in this partnership.
Exactly.
Literally, I am the one wearing the pants.
You're
mostly because
fluid,
I refuse to wear a skirt. Yes, I'm wearing the harem pants.
Mm-hmm. Which is really funny.
See, is the bleach done yet? Well, that kind of, sort of... Worked, but not really?
How could it kind of, sort of, but then not really?
See for yourself.
I can't tell. Because it actually looks fine on my screen.
There's less of a water line, but there's still a very distinct water line.
Pictures.
I'll have to go drag out my camera. The lighting right now isn't very good, fair warning, just because of my light.
It'll be better than your webcam, though.
Which I fully expect will go out. Actually, my webcam probably has as many pixels as my cam.
Really?
This is a high-def webcam with low-light vision. So it actually probably has better light capacity than my camera does.
Interesting. Okay.
Unless I use night mode on my camera.
Right.
Which is only supposed to be used, oddly enough, for fireworks.
Yeah.
It has a night scene mode.
Most cameras do.
Well, see, I haven't used a point-and-shoot in forever.
Mm.
So it's kind of new to me. Just, like, smartphones, to be honest, are new to me simply because I've had a dumb phone for so long because I never use my phone.
Mm.
If I want something, I will go because I'm always in front of a computer for my job.
Sure.
Or at home. So I don't need a smartphone to check my email or to check the weather or anything like that. I have the internet right in front of me at all times.
Exactly.
So I haven't ever needed anything other than a phone that answers the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what do you mean you still have a flip phone? Yeah, I have a flip phone. It answers the phone. That's all I need it to do. It was $25.
Because now we're at the point where those phones are becoming obsolete, that most people won't. Like, if there's an actual problem with your phone where you need to get replaced or
they
something.
They won't support it.
They won't
support
it.
Which is fine. And that's perfectly fine. At that point, I'm happy to get a new phone. But it's like, okay. I was recently told, it's like, okay, your car is about to hit 60,000 miles. You need to sell it. And it's like, wait. I still have another good 10 years on this car before 60. It actually breaks to the point where fixing it would be more expensive than selling it.
At 60,000,
buying a new one.
They want you to sell it. Are
well,
they not?
It's they want me to sell it because right now is when it has its best value. But at the same time, it's like, I'm about to pay off this car in November.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the car, and I don't want to have car payments again for the next 6 years.
Exactly.
Especially if I'm about to have a home payment.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I understand the finance, the economics of it. Yes, it financially, if that was what I was interested in, it would be a great time for me to sell a car. At the same time, the value of my car right now isn't all that great. And by the time I'm done and I need to sell it, it's still going to be in really good condition. And it's a very reliable car. So, yeah, I'm gonna lose a few thousand dollars. But not having that car payment will also help me save money.
I was about to say, logic?
Yes, so I tend to save my things and basically use them until I cannot use them anymore. And then
Pretty
I light
much.
Them on fire. No, I don't. I don't actually light them on fire. The last car I had, I did not set it on fire. I in fact, put it through a compactor. No joke.
Like a responsible person.
Well, it was cash for clunkers, and apparently, according to the law, they had to destroy the car for me to actually be able to do it that way. So they compacted my car, and I got a new one. Because it really was. It had hit that point where I was about to start having major problems with it. It was at 120,000 miles, and by that point it was worth so little that I was like, you know what? This fits all the requirements of being a clunker. It gets crappy mileage. It's of the age where it needs to be off the road.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, go ahead. You know, give me credit towards buying a newer car. It doesn't even have to be a new car, just a newer car. And it was.
Right.
Which is my current car. And I like my current car. It is a beater. It's big enough to get me to conventions and back, which is all that matters.
Exactly. Now, since I'm at that point where I have to actually start thinking about getting a new one, since mine's slowly getting to the point where it's got to get replaced soon, it's not worth squat. I just keep thinking, okay, is this going to be big enough for me to put my stuff in when I drive to a convention?
You know,
that's my only concern.
One of our friends the other day, Lee, had mentioned during one of the cosplay meets that we hold around here, and he was like, you know, isn't it kind of sad that one of the primary considerations when buying a house is cosplay?
Yeah, it's like, I need a room for that.
Not only do you need a room for it, but you need a garage and or a yard to work in for power tools.
Yeah.
And you need to have storage space for your cosplay stuff, which may or may not even like be enough with one room. You may need more. So that you start displaying them out in like your living room and such. And then you start having considerations for, well, can I hold cosplay meets here? You know, can I host other people here to come over and sew and do their thing?
Exactly.
And you have, of course, like you said, you have that same consideration with your car. Can I stuff this full to a convention and still fit?
Can I stick everything in here and still make all of this work?
Exactly.
That's the one thing I do like about my wonderful Mafia car is that it's got plenty of storage space. It is such a mobster car. It is so funny.
Oh, I agree with you. Having seen your car, I agree with this statement.
Oh, yes.
I still find it funny.
It is hilarious, but I'm just a tiny little girl driving this thing.
You know, I admit, I purposely bought the larger version of what I have because I could have bought the smaller car, the smaller, you know, in the series of cars that I bought. But I went with the larger for comfort purposes and because I know that I pack for conventions and camping trips. When I go down to TRF in South Texas, my car is full.
Yeah.
Like Tetris full. I cannot take passengers unless I make previous arrangements for somebody else to help carry my stuff. Because I pack it full of camping equipment.
Yep.
When I go to conventions, I pack it full of cosplay, food, and panel equipment. And press equipment.
And press equipment.
We do have a lot of press equipment.
One year it'll all be truncated and it won't be so heavy and bulky and cumbersome.
Well, actually, quite a bit of that would be eliminated if we bought a modern digital camera.
Yeah.
A camcorder.
We're working on it.
Yes. That takes
work in progress.
Funds that are not available at the moment. Alan, no. Just no. Before you even think about it. No.
I've already spent money on getting a new DSLR, so at least our pictures will come out prettier, and some of our video will.
Yes. And as with most of my other things, this camcorder that we have is serviceable. I will keep using it until it is no longer serviceable. Which, basically, if our camcorder breaks, we will be forced to buy another one because that one is about 12 years old and is no longer serviced. They do not support it anymore. So, you know, once that dies, then basically that's it. We will have to buy a new digital camcorder. So, actually, listeners, if you have any suggestions on any particular lines of current digital camcorders that you recommend that you have used, do let us know. We can't depend solely on online reviews. So if you have to have used it. And do let us know. Otherwise, we have no problems with the Canon. Yes, it's clunky. Yes, it's awkward to use. But it works beautifully.
It's a nice camera, especially for what we paid for.
Yes, and it takes care of that pesky problem of stupid hotel lighting.
Yes, thank God. Which is why I love my new camera so awesome.
I'm almost
no more yellow light.
I'm almost halfway done, Val.
Yay! Okay, well, you've got to say, it's 9:30. We need to get back to work. I need to see if my machine is working now.
Yep.
Before I start cursing at it.
Yep, and I need to eat food again.
Yes.
I'm running low on fuel. All right, so with that, listeners, we will close out episode 64 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. Hopefully everybody who is going to Project Akon has a wonderful time. Please send us your convention videos. If you happen to film any of the cosplay panels that we are not at, please send us the vid or send us a message and we can provide a Dropbox link for you so that you can drop the video to us. And that way we can put everything all together and host all the video on our website for everybody to see. And all of our panel handouts and resources and whatnot will also be on our website.
Mm-hmm.
I can't promise they will be up before the con. They may be up after the con so that you can watch the vid and follow along with the handouts afterward. So we'll have all of that information up on our website as well. As always, if you have any questions, comments for us, suggestions, if you would like to contact us for any reason, please don't hesitate to leave us either a message on any of our social media, or you can even comment here in this vid when it releases on YouTube. Otherwise, we will see, hopefully, many of you guys at Project Akon. The rest of you, we will see you in episode 65 with our Akon review. Bye, everybody!
Bye, guys!